Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
I finally got the cobwebs cleaned out. Now I got a bucket of candy here on my studio desk. Oh, yeah, the crew says you got to have some candy while you're doing the show the third hour. I said, why? And they said, you need some spunk in you. I said, sugar? Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't need any sugar. I don't need any sugar. We have fun, don't we, all of us? Good to have you here, folks. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Each and every week and each and every hour is different here on Auto World. That's right. There's 3 hours each and every week that come to you. And I do the hours different. The staff, all of us, we sit down and say, you know, each hour needs to be different. Different information, different fun, different news, different emails, different. Why? Because there's some affiliates out there, some of our great affiliates, our radio stations that take the Auto World to get it to you so you can tune in. And that means that some stations can only do 1 or 2 hours and not all three. So some take the third hour, some cannot do the first hour. So each and every hour is different. For all of you that are listening, of course, which is quite a few, and I do appreciate you, I salute you with my right hand. I salute you because with you tuning in to each and every hour, it keeps the wheels rolling on this bad boy, and that's what it's all about. We take the WD-40 out sometimes and just, you know, squirt the wheels. Yes, and a lot of you might not like WD-40, so what's another brand? See, here in Auto World, not only do we do news, salutes, we do the word of the day, I do shout-outs, I take your calls, I do emails, I have segments that we call Did You Know? I have Auto World Tips, and that's what we're doing right now, an Auto World Tip. And that tip is that, in fact, WD-40, okay, fine, you can say it, and I did. But I want you to go to a company that has been around a while. I use it a lot. It's a penetrating oil and white lithium grease for the door hinges. We're going to that season where things are going to start getting cold, your key won't go into the key slot, and I know you have, oh, you got a key fob. Click, click, uh-huh. It makes mechanical parts work inside your door. They need to be greased and lubed sometimes. I do know that a lot of you sometimes are kicking your door to try to get open and get out. Sometimes in the winter it's frozen. Here's a little secret. PB Blaster. Just look for PB Blaster, and you will find that those three words, PB Blaster, that's the company. But the PB Blaster, they make a whole line of great equipment, sprays, lubricants. I call it equipment because it saves my equipment. And this is not a selfless plug by any way. They're not a sponsor. Maybe they should be a sponsor. I use it. It works. Spray some of the white lithium Teflon grease that they have on a rag. Just a little bit on a rag. And gradually just walk around the driver's door, because that's the one you're coming into all the time, getting in and getting out, and just barely wipe, don't get it greasy, but just barely wipe the rubber insulation around the door where it closes. You will be amazed. I don't want it greasy. I just want a little bit on there. You'll be amazed that door will open and close so much easier. You'll get rid of your wind noise you have, by the way, over on the passenger door by doing that. It firms the rubber up, it swells it just a little bit. It doesn't destroy it, it just works. And you get rid of the air noise, you get it where it doesn't stick, it closes tighter, it just feels good. You take, and what that does to the latch, you won't believe. The latch will be smiling at you, and the door latch will be wanting to give you a hug because it works easier. And spray a little bit in that latch, by the way, while you're right there. That's your Auto World tip for the third hour. This third hour, we're going to get to the recall that basically, it's kind of scary. It's, you know, they're saying, owners, please park outside. Away from the, out of the garage, and away from the garage, away from the house, park it in the street. On brand new vehicles? You're paying how much for a new vehicle, and they want you to park it out in the street? We're going to get to that third hour. And I have for you the third hour, the world's fastest land vehicle. what is that all about? We were just talking about submarines being a luxury sports car in the water. Now we're talking about the world's fastest land vehicle that's completely different than what you expect right here on Auto World. Emails are a priority this hour. I've got quite a few to share with you. And so with that, before we go to the emails, the email bag to the left of me, what you do here with the emails. Folks, you email me at any time. Whenever your vehicle or you need help, you don't know you need help until the vehicle goes south on you, right? Goes north, maybe south, east, west. It doesn't work. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I will consult with you with your problem. You might not even know how to talk to me or type in the words correctly. You know, you don't know how to talk mechanical organ jargon. You don't need to. Just type in, I have a noise in the right front. And I'll email you back, and we do communication, and we'll finally get to the root of the problem and see where the nuts and the bolts are rattling inside that vehicle. Just make sure you got to watch out for the loose nut behind the steering wheel. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. My address is Mark Evans. I welcome you over there. We're going to be talking about that vehicle that we put a picture up on the Facebook page. AutoWorldRadio is the address. Mark Evans is the other Facebook page, and I welcome you over to the Instagram page. That address is Auto World Media. Coming soon, of course, we do have the website out. More to the website eventually, autoworldmedia.com. Now, with that, let's just talk about Amazon. Two companies, folks. I did put a picture of a van up there. Two companies are coming together. Well, they have stake in a van. And this van is a van, it's electric. It's Amazon announcing this last week a 20% stake in an electric company, Rivian. Now, I'm probably butchering their name, but I'm going to try it again, Rivian. And it's R-I-V-I-A-N. Rivian is a company that's going public here, maybe the word is, maybe out November sometime. Now, is that going to be a monster or what?
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east, the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. Guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flashed.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Oh, yeah. Amazon, 20% stake in that monster. An electric company, 20%. Oh, by the way, two companies, Ford, 5% in that electric skateboard. We're going to come back right here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
10 and 2 on the steering wheel. Oh, that's right. I'm doing the driving today for you. Hey, that's good. That's good. I'm proud to do the driving for you. I'm glad you're riding shotgun with me. I am Mark Evans. You are riding along with me here in the Auto World Plaza. You're listening to Auto World, heard on Genesis Communications Network every single week. And I'm very proud of that. For 3 hours each and every week, we bring it to you. The news, the fun, the did you sees, the birthdays, the interviews, the question of the week, the fast facts, the word of the day, the shout-outs. I mean, there's a ton of segments we do here. But most of all, folks, you are the star. Don't be bashful at any time. And if you are bashful, that's no problem. Change your name. Email me. Change your name. Call in. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800. Oh, yeah, mixer machine to make you sound good. If you're a Debbie, say you're Larry. No, I'm Debbie. You're not Debbie. You're Denise. Okay, just that's fine. Change your name. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com and change your name. I don't mind. Just like we did with Trey there, he did give me the wife's name, and I kept her quiet. But Trey is okay with his name being out loud, and that's good. How we work here. I protect everyone. Because we're all family here. Now, before the break, we're talking about Revlin, if I can say the name right. It's an electric truck, folks. It's really working. The R1T truck. It's a four-door. They have 50,000 of these have been ordered. The trucks themselves, they start right at 67,500. 800-plus horsepower, folks. All electric, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. The range, that's what you've been waiting for me to talk about, the range of that electric truck, is 315 miles. This is a neat feature that it has. It has a pull-out feature, a camping feature, a pull-out camping feature. Grill, and you can cook right there. Just drive up to the campsite, pull out this great camping feature, and start grilling and start eating. But the biggest and baddest part about it is that they're talking about going, IPO in November sometimes on the stock market. Amazon they have 20% stake in this company. Amazon has ordered, get ready for this. Yep, Amazon's ordered 100,000 of their electric vans already. And good news. By the way, this is news too. Ford is involved with this company, 5% stake. And I'm talking billions here. Billions. We're going to find out when the IPO comes out what that company's valued at, but 5% of a billions of dollars is a lot. And of course, 20%? Amazon's serious. They've ordered and taken delivery of some of them already. They've ordered 100,000 already from the company, and this is good news too. Let's give them a hand. Built downstate in Illinois. Down there might be close to Trey. So that's congratulations to downstate Illinois there for being able to build these electric vans. And I can't hardly wait to see what Ford does with their 5% stake. Amazon's got them though, right there. Electric vans. That's what it's all about. Okay, with that said, let's get over here to the email bag. Oh, wait a minute. Let's talk about, I got a trivia question. Let's get this answered. I'll throw the trivia question back out at you. And that is, the question for the third hour of Auto World this week is, how much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have? 35 horsepower, 180 horsepower, 130 horsepower, or 90 horsepower? 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, let's get to the email here. Hand me that bag. Woo! Lawnmower Larry's in here looking at my hair saying I need a haircut. Oh, yeah. I don't need a haircut. I'm not planning on going anywhere. Okay, here's a good email. Here it is right here. Now, when you email me, folks, just write on there if you'd like me to not share it with everyone live behind the microphone. That looks like the temperature on the microphone right now. The track temperature on the microphone is about 110 right now. So, boy, that's a hot breath. Anyway, yes, I can read this one. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, just let me know. Say no thanks, but help me anyway. And with that said, I just want to do a shout-out to each and every one of you that need help. Your car's in the dealership, or your car's in the independent repair shop, or the detail shop, or the tire shop, or whatever shop it might, paint shop, and you don't understand what they're telling you, email me. I'll be your consultant for free. No cost. I never ask for any type of credit cards or anything. I just want you to understand our language. I'm the tool that you pull out every single week to help you understand what is going on in your auto world at no cost. So if you need help with words and understanding what they're telling you, if you want to know if the price is correct, if the price is too much, usually we always think that, or do you ever have a price that's too low? Really? No. I'll consult with your shop at no cost. I'll talk to them. Because the thing I'm finding in my life, 45 years of doing automotive, is that the more I talk to the shops, the more friends I end up getting too. We're all on the same team. See, they don't really want you hollering and screaming at them. They don't want you mad. So I'm maybe the buffer between you two. Okay, let's get to the email. Mark, great show. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'm listening on KZLS, 1640 AM, here in Oklahoma. Woo! Yeah, let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Oklahoma, KZLS AM, 1640. Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And everyone in between, thank you, each and every one of you. We only have so much radio time, so I can't mention everybody and everybody's addresses everywhere you're listening. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's see. Justin here says, I have a small problem with my Avalanche starting. We had a new battery put in, and that was just for preventive maintenance. The battery was working fine, but it was 5 years old. When the battery was installed, the Avalanche did not start right back up. It starts and runs about a second and then dies. I called the Chevrolet dealer, and they told me I need to have it towed in and so they can scan it. They think it's in limp mode. What's that? Question mark. And how much do you think this might cost me? Question mark. Thanks in advance, Justin, with my ears on in Oklahoma. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate your ears being on. Thank you for bringing everybody into Oklahoma today with the Chevy Avalanche. Okay, Justin, limp mode. Good question. Great question. Great email. Limp mode, folks, is a very, very unique thing that Chevrolet did. We're just going to help Justin with his Chevrolet. I'm not going to go to Ford or Ram or anything. But we do have something about a Ram coming up later. When we come back from a short break with more candy for all of you, we're going to help Justin. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden at the G20 summit saying a news conference as he wrapped up his visit, major changes are coming to the type of energy being used in the United States as well as much of the world. As he spoke in Rome, the president said it's going to take some time to get the majority of the country's energy on wind and solar power, but cutting down on fossil fuels as much as possible is the ultimate goal.
We're going to stop subsidizing those fossil fuels. We're going to make significant changes, and it just makes the argument that we should move more rapidly to renewable energy.
Biden next heading to a UN climate conference. One person is dead. At least 9 others are wounded in a shooting in Texas at a Halloween party early today in Texarkana. A 20-year-old man died, 9 others wounded. So far, no arrests have been made. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Cause I got a Galaxy 500. You get a house, I get a cheap hotel. You get a friend, but that's another to be before. You have a date, this is the friend.
It's a good number. I think I've got 500 or 600 pieces of candy here on the left of me in the Halloween bowl. Oh, well, I don't know if it's a Halloween bowl. It's just a candy bowl. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along in the Greasy Garage studio with me, riding shotgun again. We rubbed the curb feelers off, so those are gone. No more. I didn't like them anyway. They made a lot of noise when I pulled in. For some reason, they're thinking I'm pulling in too close to the curb, so they stopped put curb feelers on Auto World. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's get to that trivia question, because I have, well, look at that. Brent's answered it. So let's get to Brent's email. But first, let me read that trivia question again. And Brent, oh, my goodness, you're at a... Oh, yeah. Wish I was down there with you, Brent. Okay, here's a trivia question. How much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have? Brent answers this through email, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Brent, thank you. To the point of no return. Because you're taking us to our great affiliate. Let's do a shout-out for the Virgin Islands, folks. Oh, yeah. St. Thomas. Brent. Oh, you lucky duck. I love the color of that water there in St. Thomas. A shout-out goes out to... There's our horn. A shout-out goes to our great affiliate down in the Virgin Islands, WVWI AM 1000, St. Thomas, Charlotte, San Juan. Good to have you folks along all 3 hours. And, Brent, thank you for bringing me down there. Wait a minute. I got to suck in some of the air you have, the ocean air. Oh, that's... it sure smells better than those Snickers bars in my candy bowl. Brent answers this question. How much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have? 130. Brent, you won. Yes, you're right. You're right. We got to get our drum roll back. I think the drum set broke last week, but anyway, we'll get it back. Congratulations, Brent. I'm going to ship you some good stuff down there to the Virgin Islands. Maybe a bottle of suntan lotion, huh? I've got not only some detail goodies for inside your car, outside your car, brand, but I'm going to throw in a bottle of, what's it, Banana Boat? Is that a good one or not for sunscreen? I don't know. Let me know, Brent. Send me an email back with an address, and we'll get you some Banana Boat sent down, man. And congratulations. It is 130 horsepower, folks, yes. How much horsepower did the first Porsche 911 have, which I have a picture of the first Porsche 911 in the Greasy Garage studio behind me, along with the last 911 in the same picture from Jerry Seinfeld. Thank you, Jerry, again for the gift. I got a chance to interview Jerry Seinfeld back down in Pebble Beach, and he sent me a gift, and that gift is behind me in the Greasy Garage studio, the two 911s that he owns. The original Porsche 911, introduced in 1964, boosted an impressive 130 horsepower, 6,100 RPMs, folks, and a top speed of about 130 miles an hour. By comparison, the 2005 Porsche 911 Turbo S boosts 444 horsepower, 5,700 RPMs, and a top track speed of 190 miles an hour. Wow. What a difference between 1964 and, of course, the newer ones. 2005. Brent from St. Thomas. Oh, my gosh, the Virgin Islands. Oh, gosh, my hair and my arms are just sticking straight up. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate you being with us. Now let's get back to that email. We've started here. And this email is from Justin. He's listening to us with his ears on, as he states here in his email from Oklahoma. And he has a problem here. I've got to read it again. It has a small problem with his Avalanche. It's not starting. They put a new battery in it, folks. He states here that for preventive maintenance. Hey, and by the way, Justin, I salute you because you're right. You stated here in your email the battery's 5 years old. And thank you. When your battery, folks, gets to 5 to 6 years old, say goodbye to it. Get it out of there like Justin did. And now he says this won't start. The dealer's saying it's in limp mode. Now, Justin, here's a couple things I want you to do. Limp mode means that it's in limp mode. Duh, that's what you just told me. Okay, the dealer told you and I'm telling you. Okay, so limp mode means that it basically it will not start. Just like you're stating, Justin, it's brrr, brrr, sounds like it starts. You crank it over and it starts up and brrr, dies instantly. Here's what I want you to do, Justin. Let's see, Chevy Avalanche, what year is that bad boy? I think you said, no, I don't see the year. Anyway, Chevy Avalanche. They didn't make them very long, so let's just say 2002, I think, is the first year of the Chevy Avalanche. Great vehicle, by the way. I think they go all the way up to 2011, something like that. Anyway, limp mode with the Chevy Avalanche, Justin. I want you to get in the cockpit, get the windows up, get everything turned off, air conditioning, radio turned off, everything. I want you to turn the key. It's in the off position. Put the key in, turn the key on, turn it off, turn it on, and leave it on for 10 minutes. Time it. At the end of 10 minutes, I want you to turn it off, turn it back on for 10 minutes. In the on position. Turn it back off. Turn it back on. For 10 minutes. That's the third time. And the third time, Justin, it'll start right up. It'll start right up, Justin. If it does not start up, here's another little secret with Chevys. Limp mode wise. Get in there if that does not work, Justin. Turn everything off again. Put the key in the ignition. I want you to just turn the key on. Now, that's the same thing back what I just mentioned earlier. For the 10-minute intervals in three times 10 minutes, don't start the vehicle. If you ignite the starter, Justin, you got to start all over. And you got to wait 15 minutes. So this time, now I want you to get in there, just turn the key on. Do not start the engine. Just turn the key on. I want you to pump the gas pedal. Pump the gas pedal once, twice, three times. Turn the key off. Turn the key on. Pump the go pedal. Gas pedal. Three times. Once, twice, three times a lady. I think Meatloaf sang that song. But you're done at that point, Justin. Once you do that, pump in the gas pedal three times, turn the key off, start it up. If it does not start up, Justin, sorry, you're going to have it towed to the dealership. They're going to have to hook up the big boy scan tool, which is a General Motors scan tool, and they'll have to talk to the computer with the big boy General Motors scan tool and tell your computer, get out of limp mode, pretty much. They have to reprogram it. Once they do a reprogram and flash it, reprogram it, you're good to go. You are going to have a vehicle that starts. Now, with that said, Justin, there's a reason why it went in limp mode, my friend, and that means that you had some accessory put in to that vehicle to cause it to go into limp mode. It has really nothing to do with you putting a new battery in it yourself, but you have to make sure, well, if you did not have, like we talked on the first hour, the battery memory saver that plugs into an additional 12-volt jumper box and then goes into the OBD2 connector to keep the computer alive while you're replacing your battery out there in front, like we're talking with Trey the first hour or second hour there with his email, you cause it to go in limp mode. You shut down the computer. The heart's not pumping anymore because you disconnect the battery. The computer says, it's done. So you got to get a memory saver, folks, and you got to get the jumper, 12-volt jumper box, before you start unplugging electrical things underneath your hood, even on the older Chevy Avalanches, Justin. All right, so hopefully that helps. If it does not, stay in touch. Definitely my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And please, Justin, send me an address back so I can send you some great gifts. Coming out of the 1952 Lincoln Continental that's been smashed front, rear, top, bottom, sideways, underneath, everything. I mean, and my goodness sakes, my haircut man, he took the jigsaw to the trunk. I think he's got a frustration problem. It does look good, though. He put AW on there for the initials for the show. Oh, I got to get some more candy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I think they had too much candy. Hey, welcome back into Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. I appreciate you being here. I promise that we never do get grease on you when you join me and ride shotgun with me each and every week here on Auto World. Welcome into Boise, Idaho, live from the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. It's elevation, I think. Yeah, 2730 is the elevation. The mic temperature now is 111. It's going up as I talk. And you know what Auto World is, AW? AW, folks. It's the official ASC certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, oh yeah, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. And no, don't ask me to say that three times in a row. Can't do it. It is time. I know you've been waiting for almost 3 hours for this recall, and I'm glad you've waited. I'm glad you've tuned in. I'm glad you're listening on GCNLive.com. I'm glad you're on apps. I'm glad you are literally on each and every one of our affiliate radio stations. Without all of you, without all of them, I would not be here, and I'm very honored and proud to be behind the microphone to give you these recalls. This is very serious, so listen up. If you do not have one of these vehicles, that's fine, but your neighbor might. Your relative might, your friend in the other state that you called, texted, and said you need to listen to Auto World each week, they might have this vehicle. This is the vehicle for the recall, the Ram. Ram is asking 130,000 truck owners to park outside during this recall. Why? Because of fire. Ram is asking heavy-duty owners with the 6.7-liter Cummins turbo diesel to park outside while it gets investigated in an issue with the 2021 model's experience engine bay fires, folks. Here's the years. There's a recall for a certain 2021 through 2022 Ram 3500, 2500 pickups, and Ram 3500, 4500, and 5500 cab chassis vehicles equipped with the Cummins 6.7-liter turbo diesel engines. An electrical short, folks, in the relay may cause a vehicle fire. whether the ignition is on and or off. Get it outside. Earlier this year, the automaker recalled about 20,000 vehicles until it realized many more vehicles were affected. There are now roughly 131,177 trucks from 2021 and 2022 models, folks, that are included in this recall. According to the statement by the NHTSA, owners are advised to park their vehicles, of course, as I stated, outside. Please stay away from them. Could cause a fire. One little relay could give you, well, a horrible auto world. I want you here next week to tune in and be smiling and have fun with me. So I want those Dodge Rams pickup trucks parked outside. I want you to call your dealer. I want you to give them the VIN number. I want you to get on the list to get that relay fixed. Get that recall fixed for what? Oh, it's free! Now, I'm going to give you a special phone number to call, and I might get in trouble for this, but you know what? That's what it's all about here, is to help you. Owners may call direct FCA, U.S. FCA, folks, FCA, that is your Chrysler. I'm saying Chrysler, it's the Ram manufacturer. Here's your customer service number, 1-800-853-1403. 1-800-853-1403. The number for the recall is Y as in yellow, Y as in yellow, Y76. Y76. Your problems are now solved. That's what it's all about right here on Auto World. Each and every week, each and every hour is different, purposely, to help you. That's what I'm here for, is to help you and have fun. And talk about fun. I want to do a shout out and a congratulations. I've been waiting to do this for 3 hours to Tennessee. Tennessee is spending, folks, nearly $1 billion to get a Ford project going in Tennessee. Oh, congratulations, Tennessee. I just can't say enough. To help Ford do what? Well, incentives to approve. They've been approved by the people that are in Tennessee to special session to consider a package of $1 billion to improve a 3,600-acre, that's 3,600-acre site for the new plant for Ford. Assembly plant is first Ford's was commissioned since. This has been for a long time going. But this is the very first one since 1960 that Ford has been commissioned to do something like this. Tennessee, congratulations. I salute you. And it's going to be for what? Make one guess what it's going to be for. A home for the new battery plant. Yes, Ford's growing fleet of electric vehicles. As I reported, I think it was a couple weeks ago, about Ford's $5.5 billion, Blue Oval City projects. It's going to create 5,800 new jobs, folks. To build what? The next generation battery electric pickup trucks by 2025. That's just good news all the way around, isn't it? That's what we like to deliver here in the Auto World. So congratulations to you folks in Tennessee. Congratulations, of course, too. Not only Tennessee, but all you folks there that live there getting a new job and getting into the automotive world, getting into the auto world with me. It's just awesome, and congratulations to Ford. Now it's time to go back. We've got a couple minutes left. Let's go into the email bag. Oh, yeah, right over here to the left. There it is. We'll dig in deep. Oh, there's an email right there, right on top. I didn't have to go too deep. Got a little bit of time left. This email, if you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just say no, and I will not. The email address, again, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Auto World, I have a shake, and it's not a chocolate shake. Driving a Ford Escape that around 55 to 75 miles an hour, she shakes pretty bad. No noise, just shakes. I checked the air in the tires, and no low tires. The tire light is off. Mark, do you think I have a wheel bearing going out? Question mark. Do you go to a repair shop, or do I take it to a tire shop? Thank you for your time. Love the show. Denise, listening on KVBR 1340. Well, Denise, hey, congratulations. Thank you for emailing, and good to have you along. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate. Shout-out to KVBR AM 1340, Brainerd, East Gold Lake, Crosby, Minnesota. Good to have you folks along and everyone in between each town. I'm warm and fuzzy just singing about you listening. Appreciate you being here. Denise, you've got a wheel balancing problem is all you've got going on there. So you've got the wheel balancing. What I'd recommend, go to a tire shop, Denise, and then go ahead and just ask them to rebalance your tires. These double stick double stick weights anymore. We've got a tire machine and balancer here. I hate them. It's double stick tape, and it just sticks. They stick for about that long. We balance your tires. The weight's spinning really fast as you're going down the freeway at that speed. One of the weights or two of the weights, Denise, is actually flown off your Ford Escape, causing your wheels to be out of balance, causing you to have that chocolate shake. If they rebalance your tires, let's do that first. It doesn't cost a lot to rebalance all four tires. And if the shake is still there, yes, you've got a wheel bearing going out or a spindle bearing up in the front. Denise, send me an address for some great gifts. Thank you for emailing me from Minnesota, right there in Brainerd. Appreciate that. Thanks again, everybody. Looks like the garage door is going down. Again, remember, Auto World Podcast. Google it, Auto World Podcast, and you can go back at any one hour or any one show each and every week and tune in and listen again to learn more valuable things, hopefully. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. See you next week.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally's Bell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.